if you're innovating, creating, or making a difference.
This show is for you. Welcome to Over Coffee. I'm Dot Cannon. Here on Over Coffee, we talk with artists and innovators about the process of changing the world in terms of what they do.
What's our best friend nowadays is your cell phone. And how do you put a cell phone into a haunted house? And that's where I realized and found out about augmented reality.
What if one of your favorite Halloween haunt experiences started in your home before you ever arrived at the venue? And what if, once you arrived, you didn't have the same haunt experience as anyone else there, even the person standing right next to you? Todd Larson is the creator and founder of Immersion X Productions Creation and Entertainment Company, and the creator of the world's first augmented reality live immersion theater haunt. Immersion X Productions presented its first augmented reality haunt in 2015 with a show called The Red X. And 2017 marks the third installment of the Red X series, with a show entitled The Red X, The Torn, in which Todd and company continue the scary saga of the main character, Emily. Todd, before we get started talking about Immersion X Productions and Red X, The Torn, I'd like to know a little bit more about you. What do you remember very best about your growing up years, if I'm not mistaken, in New York, that helped develop you as a creative entertainment professional?
Wow, you have a good memory. But I actually started out in theater as a child in New York. And embarrassingly, which I like to tell since it's embarrassing, I became a professional mime at the age of 13.
Why is that embarrassing?
Who wants to be a mime? But the training was great, and that led me into puppetry, which, you know, took me into today's work. And then I also ended up with Cirque du Soleil, and the acting grew, and the technology grew for me, and using props and puppets grew, all from the movement training and the mime. And then I met Vincent Price one year. And I'm a small town kid, and I hadn't seen any of those films and stuff, so I got hooked on that. And that's the beginning of my horror and scary time that, you know, has always stayed with me also. So now I'm combining that with Immersion X Productions.
What did you learn as a creative professional from meeting Vincent Price? What was that like?
I'm still speechless. It's respect and just dedication. And being true, you know, his work, and he himself didn't try to be anything he wasn't. And it was just honest performance and an honest person. I'm not sure that's going to be a clear answer, but... And he loved to cook, so that helped. But, yeah, that's a hard question to answer from that far ago, but it's just his all, I guess what you call an aura, his stature, this power he had with simplicity in his voice.
What a great combination, too. I'm envisioning him as a very distinguished gentleman when he wasn't scaring the daylights out of people.
Exactly, and he always did it simply.
With Cirque du Soleil, you must have really had some fun times with technology creating an experience. Was there a favorite experience you'd like to tell me about before we get to talking about Red X?
Well, I'm claustrophobic, and I have fear of heights. And when we did the first performance of Fultimbanco, I obviously ended up in tight spaces and being flown around on a rope. So that cured me of that. But, you know, when you've got people watching you, you'll do anything. Make sure you make them laugh or smile.
And you probably made it look very easy, and no one probably ever guessed.
Well, being a mime and a clown, sort of, at least I could be awkward.
Please tell me the story of creating the world's first augmented reality haunt, the Red X, in 2015. How'd that come about?
Well, you're right on with that. That came about as an actor here in Hollywood and trying to find jobs in between jobs. I did end up working with some other haunts, and I had never done that before. So I was sort of like the older guy on the block. So I did some of these more commercialized haunts, and I found everything was the same. Everything was the same. And every day in the makeup chair, we'd sit for about an hour and 15 minutes, and I would just keep talking to the makeup person and finding out about different experiences that were going on for Halloween and haunts. And it just started to come to me that things are missing. Where's our current technology? We've seen the black light. We've seen things pulled by cords. We've seen special lighting. We've seen projections. We've seen makeup. But then I realized, what are we truly in contact with every day is people. So people need to be involved. And then what's our best friend nowadays is your cell phone. And I thought, how do you put a cell phone into a haunted house? And that's where I realized and found out about augmented reality. And we were ahead of the game then. Not many people knew what augmented reality was. It was really just for marketing cars and clothes in stores, and it was just starting then, and nobody thought it would go anywhere. And as many people know now, the new iPhone will be set to run augmented reality as one of its built-in apps.
You said you discovered augmented reality. It sounds like you had to learn to make augmented reality to create Red X.
Yeah. You know, our other best friend, other than the cell phone, is Google. So I was like, I've seen some of this augmented reality, which is different than virtual reality. Augmented reality is more changing your current live situation of what you're seeing with technology and leaving the real world around you so you can see the people and see what's going on the set or in nature or wherever you are. It's Pokemon Go. That's basically, in case people don't know what augmented reality is. Now I forgot the question.
How did you find out how to make augmented reality?
Oh, so yeah, with my best other friend, Google. And I started contacting a lot of startup companies that were just starting out then, and a lot of them were all on the European side and India side, and a lot of research, and found out what it was going to cost. And of course, I was an actor, so I didn't have that kind of budget. I ended up programming our first one about the year before our first production. So I did our first augmented reality cell phone app, and that's how that began. And then the second year, we had a feature in Forbes, a little feature. That got us some good publicity, and then the augmented reality companies started to knock on our door in the second year. And this year, we have new companies that are quite strong and large. And that's how that's grown.
Now, let's look at the end result. This year, third year, if I'm not mistaken, of Red X, we've got Red X the Tour, the experience that starts when you buy your ticket. What's the story so far, and what are we going to see?
This year?
Mm-hmm.
If I can explain, our first year was about Emily, and Emily was married to a preacher, and she loved painting, but her husband was involved in a cult in Los Angeles in one of the big churches on Sunset Boulevard, which is where we first did our first show for just a little moment. And second year, Emily died, our character Emily, died in the first one, and she came back in the second one and did her average haunting. But this year, they found her old home and hidden items in the basement just outside Pasadena. And there, the scientists and paranormalists, et cetera, have gathered everything and have actually found out that one of the boxes contains her spirit or her ghost. And they've connected her now up to technology. So in this year, it's part gallery and part experience. And the experience also goes into people's homes, because now Emily is in the internet. She's in the electrical system. So she can go anywhere now. So she's more than just a ghost. She's going to be a pain to a lot of people.
She's a ghost in the machine is what I'm hearing.
Exactly.
We've bought our ticket. We've got Emily. She's a ghost in the machine. Maybe she's a ghost in the machine who's being a pain. Without destroying the magic, can you tell me what I'm going to experience on the night that I actually go to your location?
Well, I'd like to go back one step, which is okay to go back. Once you purchase your ticket and okay that Emily is allowed to visit you and okay understanding you may have paranormal visitations, etc. Your cell phone or your landline might ring with messages from the other side. Things will happen to your computer visually and technically that usually things like that don't happen on a computer. And Emily is also on Facebook, of course, and people can talk to Emily on her Facebook page 24 hours a day. She's there since she's in the electrical system, and ask her questions and things like that, and she'll call you by name, and she'll send you pictures and things like that. And she will then also give you some duties to do. She's trying to escape from the electrical system as well, so she would like to become a form again and be actually visual and stand in a room again. So that's her goal, and she might be using people before the event to try to muster that energy and gather what she needs to know. Once you get to, it's your night of the show, boom, as you approach our location, you may get some more warnings from Emily telling you not to come or to come, or did you bring such and such? And as you're parking your car, you might get some more of those. You might get a phone call, you might get a text. And once you check in and enter, this year we'll be with the scientists and the gallery showing a lot of her old paintings, which are actually, some of them, like half of them, are brought over from Europe. And these are actual real paintings, and they can be Googled. And Emily actually is a real person. She was my neighbor, and her daughter actually lives next to me. And the daughter finally passed away, too. But that's how I know the Emily story. So we're basing it on her real life and her real paintings. And these paintings are found in Europe. They're being shipped in. And if you Google that, you can also see the experiences that these photos have been causing in Europe, mostly. And we have a few other surprises that we found in her home. And there, I can't say more, but it'll be a nice reception, and we can see some of her paintings, and let's hope all hell doesn't break loose.
I love how you've got the line kind of blurring between reality, pun intended, and the story that you're telling. Now, have you chosen an actual haunted location, is the rumor?
We do have. We have two locations we're trying to still get into, and we're planning on using them both. And right now, the city is giving us a lot of troubles this year, like a lot of performance companies are having, because there's been too many black market, non-permitted, and we're always permitted and top-notch. But we're just going through that paperwork now, and wherever we end up, we're already prepared, already everything's created and ready to go.
What are the dates for Red X the Torn?
That is something we will uncover.
Aha, a mystery. I mustn't ask about that one then. It strikes me that there's just so much depth to this. What are we talking about in terms of time commitment from the time that Immersion X wrapped up last year to right now, Red X, until you're starting your haunt? I'm thinking 24/7 work is what it sounds like.
It actually almost is. And being an entrepreneur, I tend to do most of it myself and then go out and find people who agree with me and agree with the concept and idea and get excited about it, and then they can create their own artifacts and journey with that. So that's how it usually all stems from me researching and writing and delving in. And what would I want to experience? And also, what hasn't anyone experienced? And that's the whole production company is about that, and we help other people create their haunts and some other private performances, and then we also coach and help people that way. So it's starting to really become a broad thing. We're just more than our show, and the show is also going to be more continuous this coming year. So it'll be in the fall, we'll take a short break, and then it's going to become new in the new year. January, February, March will be open again for quite a long time.
Keep us posted, and I can tweet about it and let our website visitors know.
That'd be great.
This reminds me very much of an interactive theater experience that was hugely popular a lot of years ago. Tamara, where it sounds like 10 people can go and nobody's going to have the same experience.
I love that show. And I actually had moved here in enough time to see that, and I actually saw it about 7 times. And it is quite unique, and you get to follow the actors around. And it's the same concept here, only that they also have technology with it. So you can basically go wherever you want to and experience what you want to, and it will be different. And even if you're standing next to each other, you're also going to get a different scare or effect via your phone or the actors. So it's all, we're fine-tuning enough that it's just not going room to room, but it's going to change within your own personal space. And that's also why we start in people's homes. So it's a long show because when you buy your ticket, it actually starts. So a lot can happen.
This sounds like a lot of fun, too. What if someone listening wants to create something involving augmented reality, but like you, they're an actor, they have a whole lot more talent than they have money. What are some of the resources besides Google that you might recommend to them?
I'd recommend they give ImmersionX a call because we've actually come up with the whole product now. And instead of spending, it's like $8,000 to $30,000 to develop an augmented reality app. And the more you need or desire, obviously the price goes up. And since it became so popular, everyone raised their prices. So this past 2 years, we've been developing an app of our own so it can be a one-off purchase for someone to use in their home haunt, or it can be rented for longer periods of time for larger haunts. So now I'm trying to make it accessible for everybody. I've just done some speaking engagements, and there's quite a few people who do home haunts. They don't have a budget, et cetera, but they're very excited that this year they're going to actually be able to have some augmented reality.
And it won't cost them any $8,000 to $30,000?
No, it's under $100, depending what they want. So I'm really happy with that because that's one thing is like, let's share it. But we're also waiting to see what this Apple phone will be doing. So that might change things too. We might not need this app. You just might need someone to create the actual augmented reality.
Let's give your links and where they can contact you, both for the Torn and to find out more about your app.
They can find everything at immersionxproductions.com. So that's immersion with a letter X, productions with an S. And on there also, we have a new technology that we're experiencing this year in the show and before the show. But if anyone goes to the bottom of our website page, there's a demo there of it, that whoever goes to that page and watches this video about our show, it'll magically put them into it. They'll see their face. They'll see information about themselves. And if a friend does it at their house, they'll have their own personal experience and their own name and their own visuals there. So now we have personalized video for each viewer. So that's a new experience we're adding.
That's a good AR spine tingler right there. You had mentioned when we emailed back and forth that they're also involved in another project. Of course, now I'm going to ask you, after this, what's next?
What's next is basically where the Torn is headed. And since it was a 3-part series, we have a lot of people now that know Emily, and if they don't know Emily, they'll have to catch up, and we're trying to figure out how do you get people to catch up without doing the whole production over and over and moving it to the cities and et cetera. So we're franchising an idea that is much like the event starts before your ticket. The whole show will be able to be experienced in people's homes via their technology, so they'll be able to catch up on past shows and experience them as if they're actually going on, and they'll be able to control and participate via the phone or the computer, and they can also choose what to do, what not to do, and experience it with other viewers from across the world at the same time. It's sort of what I'll call a live video game.
Wow. Can we say light a fire in the fireplace and a Halloween night, have everybody over type of thing here?
It'll be quite exciting.
And is there a projected date when this might be available?
That's definitely going to be January, February, March. Starting in March, it's going to be tested a little bit as people buy their tickets this year. And then it's a lot more technology needs to be done. But we wanted to reach more people with the show instead of just opening a show as we will be in New York, San Francisco, and England. A lot, we just get so much mail and emails that we thought, how do we reach these people? So now we found out how. We can get to the small town, just like Emily, via the internet.
The modern technology miracle. This is incredible.
Yeah, it's taken over.
It does occur to me to wonder, working for 2 years on locations with ghost hunters that were alleged to be haunted, did you happen to have any paranormal experiences, anything inexplicable?
No, our first production did have a ghost hunter, and we did start in a church. He did feel a lot of tension and a lot of cold spots, but I was too busy to catch up with him. Being the first year, but I know he had a ball.
As we wrap up, Todd, and thank you for your time, if people could get it only one thing from you about innovation, creativity, and making a difference, what would you like them to get from you?
Something we didn't really talk about, but it's what's gotten me. I didn't know anything when I started, and look where we've gone. We've really gone to the edge in just a few years. And I think why, and this is how I coach people, everyone says, think outside the box, think outside the box. And I say, don't think outside the box, think inside the box. You already came up with all those ideas. Why step outside the box? If you step outside the box, you're going to be thinking of brand new ideas again. What happened to the ones in the box? You never stretched them, you never created them, and you never molded them into what can become Immersion X Productions. Whoever thought I'd be messing with augmented reality?
Todd, thank you for your time today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You and I have been listening to Todd Larson, creator and founder of Immersion X Productions Creation and Entertainment Company and creator of the world's first augmented reality live immersion theater haunt. You'll find more information on this year's show, The Red X, The Torn, on immersionxproductions.com. That's immersionxproductions.com, and on that website, you'll get a chance to see their new technology where you can wind up with your own personalized video. And as Todd warns, once you buy your ticket, don't be surprised if Emily slips into your life and connects with you on social media. Also, stand by for her to travel in 2018 as Todd and company roll out their new technology where you can experience the whole Red X show series in your home. And if you'd like more information about creating your own augmented reality for your Halloween haunt, as Todd mentions, he has an app for that. Once again, you can find more information on his website, immersionxproductions.com. That's immersionxproductions.com. And that concludes this edition of Over Coffee. Thank you for listening. Subscribe to Over Coffee at twomavericks.com. That's two, T-W-O, Mavericks, M-A-V-E-R-I-X, twomavericks.com. And you can contact us at twomavericks@gmail.com. The music you're hearing is royalty-free production music provided by Pond5 at pond5.com. I'm Dot Cannon. Here's wishing you a cappuccino day.